8:51, Operation Overlord. We call it D-Day, the invasion of German-held Western Europe by the Allies, primarily the U.S., Great Britain, and Canada. It happened on this day, 79 years ago today, June 6th, 1944. And we heard our colleague Kevin Dietz of WJR's All Talk with Tom Jordan. We heard Kevin talking about a trip that he was going to be taking with a whole bunch of WJR listeners. He is on that trip, and today, of course, would be the day that they would visit the beaches of Normandy. And we have him on the other end of our line right now and find out exactly where he is right now. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I am good. I should say good afternoon to you, I presume, where you are now. And where do we find you on this momentous day?
I am at Point du Hoc right now, where the U.S. Army Rangers stormed the beaches and climbed the cliffs as Germans were firing shots at them, and they dove into craters to get better positions after the U.S. Air Force bombed the entire area to give them places to hide. You may hear planes flying overhead right now. Amazing view, incredible. All day long, military planes from all countries flying over all of the major sites. Earlier at the Omaha Beach, the French military flew over Omaha Beach and had red, white, and blue entrails coming out of the planes to honor the Americans that are here. We were at the cemetery, the American Memorial Cemetery this morning, Paul. Unreal. Just thousands of crosses, just
row after row after row after row.
Row after row. It's so sad. Or just taking pictures of Michigan crosses and of people who lost their lives here. But we ran into someone from the war, his first time back. He was 19 years old when he got here, and he's now 99 years old. He tried to come back about 5 years ago, and his family said the flight would be too hard on you. Well, this year, Delta flew over 44 people who are still alive from the D-Day invasion, and they got them here. You know, direct flight is as easy as they could do it. And he was so happy to be here, and he was so taken back by how thankful and grateful the people of France are for the American men and women who helped liberate Europe. Just very emotional for him, sharp as a tack. Just the stories all day long, Paul. A family from Milford stopped me today and showed me their father's dog tags. He died in the Battle of the Bulge up in Luxembourg, where we were just a few days ago. It's been an incredible trip, just day after day, learning so much. And seeing firsthand just brings it all to life. And then this day, the anniversary, I mean, there are military vehicles, military people, military aircraft from everywhere, just everywhere you go, everywhere you turn. It could not be more emotional and somber and celebratory all at the same time, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it does. It's got to be incredible. I'm so glad you brought up that Delta, Ed Bastian and his Delta team have done something so special to fly those 44 veterans who were there and who needed extra help. And what a story about the kid who was 19 on those beaches and representing so many teenagers that died that day, thousands and thousands of them, in the largest land, sea, and air invasion ever attempted 79 years ago today. I can only imagine how special it is, Kevin, for you and for your WJR listeners that joined you. It must have been and must continue to be an incredibly meaningful and emotional day.
Incredible. Over 120 WJR listeners are here with us. We have three busloads. Every single one of them comes back after each visit with stories of the people they met, and then we're able to share the stories with each other. We keep going out and talking to as many people as we can, And then we come back to the buses and share our stories with each other. And it's just incredible. We talked to one veteran who is here who described as the boat hit Omaha Beach and the bullets were flying at him and, his fellow military folks. And they jumped out of the boat and the bullets just kept following them as they went. And they didn't really know what to do. But he said, I said, well, you know, how did you have the courage to go on? He said, in my boat there were farmers and coal workers and bankers. And we were trained at the beginning of the mission, what the mission was, why we were there. And we never wavered for a moment. We knew what we were fighting for was worth our lives. And so we came willing to give them up. And that's the only reason it worked, because everybody was united in that mission and everyone was willing to give up their life, or they said it wouldn't have worked. They wouldn't have been successful.
Real heroes. I mean, that word is thrown around a lot, but these are real heroes, and I'm so glad you underscored it. Kevin, when do you guys all head home?
We come home Friday.
Safe travels.
A few more days.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
I'm envious. It's a wonderful trip for you and the 120 WJR listeners. Kevin Dietz, who generally is here, coming up next with his partner Tom Jordan, WJR All Talk. Stand by for that. Go on out, make it a great rest of the day, and remember D-Day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Regards, Paul W. Smith.